The Seattle Seahawks start the playoffs this Sunday. Their season has been very good, but not good enough to play at home. They have to play the Minnesota Vikings in their stadium in Minneapolis in what looks to be the coldest game the Seahawks will have ever played. Kickoff temperature, 2 degrees above zero. Wind chill, 15 degrees below. Now, if you're in Seattle, no big deal, right? You watch from your living room while the people on TV suffer. But what if you're a Seahawks fan who lives in Minnesota? Now what do you do? Well, former KUOW voice, now he's at American Public Media in St. Paul, Minnesota, John Moe joins us. Hey, John.
Hey, Bill.
You moved from Seattle about 8 years ago. What was that change like?
It was like, at first, getting hit by a refrigerator that fell from a great height with the door open and landing my head straight into the freezer compartment and particularly the ice machine. But oddly, I got used to it. It became the norm. And then I remember one day I thought, oh, it's warm today. And it was zero. So I adjusted.
Well, the Seahawks don't have the luxury of that adjustment time. What should they do before Sunday?
Well, you know, the usual things, layering, of course, not going to Minnesota, if that can be helped.
Yeah.
You have to keep in motion, because if you stop, then that's when you die. And the other thing that's really important is to not think about it.
Why? What happens if they think about it?
Well, you realize the crime against nature that you're committing by even being outside. Humans were not meant to live in these conditions. The only time actually that I've seen school closed around here isn't for snow. It's when it gets down to like the minus 15, minus 20, and it's a health hazard for children to walk from the school bus into the school building. Their lives are in danger. So when it's 0 degrees, if you're not thinking about it, then your brain isn't sending signals to your body that you ought to be dying.
Which makes it hard to run an offense when that's happening.
Really, yeah, especially to scramble like Russell Wilson does.
Right. Speaking of which, how will weather be a factor in this game?
Well, it could be a factor against the Seahawks, but I think it's important to remember that none of the Vikings players are from here. Well, one of them is, but, you know, Adrian Peterson's from Texas. It's not like these guys have been ice fishing in the winter here for many, many years. So I think that's going to be kind of a wash.
The Seahawks star Richard Sherman said there is no way you can prepare for this cold because you can't simulate 0 degrees. Is there no way to simulate 0 degrees?
I don't think there's any way to simulate 0 degrees. I was thinking about that. Like, how low can they crank an air conditioner out in Renton?
Wind sprints to the top of Mount Rainier?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Final question, and this is the moment of truth for a Seahawks fan. Are you going to that game on Sunday?
I'm undecided, Bill. You know, I have a TV at home, and it's nice and warm at home. But tickets right now are falling. I looked yesterday, and they were at $45. I looked today, they were at $40. So somewhere in there is a price point that'll make me say, you know what, I just got to see some history, and I got to buy a story to tell generations to come about the crazy dumb thing I did watching outdoor football in January in Minneapolis.
We wish you the best. Think about
Thanks,
it. Your cat is going to be lying on that warm TV. Just think about that.
Oh, man.
Tough call. John Moe used to live here. You heard him on KUOW. You hear him on American Public Media in St. Paul, Minnesota now. John, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.